Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl.
You ready, Contavious Butwell Prime?
That's not canon.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and before I introduce my guests today, I just want to give a little bit of background on why this episode is so significant. For those of you that don't know, and if you aren't paying attention, I don't know why you're not, I'm a big advocate for Legacy Pro Wrestling. They have some of the biggest and best upcoming stars in all of professional wrestling today, but only a select few of these stars can call themselves champion. The fans have been waiting for it, and today I'm proud to say, well, it's been building for a little bit, but I'm proud to say that I have one of the best tag teams in Legacy Pro Wrestling who have a very, very good chance at becoming the inaugural tag team champions. And they're going to make history, guys. Today, I'm being joined by KB Prime and JJP Dual Focus. How we doing, guys?
We're doing great.
We're doing wonderful.
This is going to be a good one because you guys, first of all, you guys haven't really been together for too long as a tag team, right?
No, we just kind of came together this year.
Low-key, nobody thought it would work. I didn't think it would work. Like, I definitely didn't think it would like work as well as it did.
Well, it was my idea, so I thought it was going to work.
Yeah. It was your idea. So yeah, he definitely did think it was going to work. And he wasn't going to, you know, be like, I'm the prime focus, but I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you.
Well, he is the prime focus, but now you guys are dual focus. So what's like the change in that? KB, you like sharing the focus?
I mean, as long as I'm in the picture, I am still the focus.
You know what? He ain't even lying though.
That is true. He got me there. So before you guys came together very recently to be a tag team, you guys started off as singles competitors. And I actually got some statistics here for you guys. My first actual LPW show was Uncompromised in November. And on that show, KB, I saw you versus Angel Jaquez. Mm-hmm. You didn't walk away with the win, which is a little unfortunate, but you did impress me. You really did impress me. I love that the move you do where you do the flip over and up into the powerbomb. I freaking love that move.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, after having that match, you took the L. It's all right. He's going to try and become a tag team guy now.
There was the tag match after that.
With Oscar.
Yeah.
Which you also lost.
Yeah.
So you weren't having the best string of luck going into the tag team tournament. This is a couple of months before. But eventually, JJP decides, you know what? I'm going to be a singles guy now. He goes into a fatal four-way match, and he loses.
Hey, we got to take it out sometimes. That fatal four-way, it was fun. Shout out to Onyx for the win, and I hope he's doing well after what happened with Mikey G. That match was insane.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on the shelf for a little bit. That was just brutal. I feel for him. But now Mikey might be at the head of LPW now, coming the next show. You guys saw that there was going to be the inaugural tag team championship tournament. How did you guys come about becoming a tag team? Did you guys just decide right away, you know what? We're getting the gold. We're going to go together, and that's going to be it. Have you guys had some issues? Like, do you guys agree on everything? Do you not agree on everything?
We don't disagree on hardly anything. Usually we come up with an idea on something, and usually it's my idea, and it usually goes wonderful. And that's probably why we made it so far in the tournament.
At first, I was like trying to be like, hey, bro, we get this for the gold, and then we straight. That's it. But then once I got to know KB Prime, he's a really cool dude. Like, really chill. Does he want the spotlight? Yes. But who doesn't? If you didn't want the spotlight, why aren't you here? So I respect that from him. And that's why we got to gel so well.
And how do you guys come up with the dual focus name now that you're together?
Spitballed it. Spitballed it. Just went through whatever and just said, dual focus? Yo, that works.
Another one of my ideas.
KB, you're a genius. Do you know that?
No.
He's a genius! shout out to people who get that.
So you guys connected right away. At Fortitude, you guys finally made your tag team debut in the tournament, defeating who I thought was the favorite to actually win the whole entire thing, the Saints. Major upset. How did you guys feel?
I definitely felt like this is definitely a great possibility after that because of the fact how it felt after the match. The crowd going crazy made me even more excited for the next opportunity after that and after that and after that.
The crowd reaction to us getting that victory, that was what really drove me. I'm glad that's also what drove KB too, because seeing the reaction to just seeing everything click. If the fans did not get behind us the way that they did, I don't think that we would have clicked as well. Because once we saw that, oh shoot, they're really behind us, they really want to see us win, then it was like, we had to go in. We had to focus. I'm going to do that all day.
So you saying like focus is like your catchphrase, but you guys got another catchphrase. New lens, new focus, dual focus. Pretty catchy. You guys live by these words every day?
Of course. I feel like new lens, new focus, dual focus is a rebirth. Like it's the start of something new. We new tag team, new friend. I don't know if KB's comfortable enough, but he's a brother to me. Like, I have to get to know him. So I feel like we try to stick by that word. New lens, new focus, dual focus. Everything is going to be new. Everything's going to change. And we are the beginning of that change.
How much do you feel you've both grown in this partnership in the last couple of months?
I would say I feel like I've grown. Like, let me clap. A huge amount. Being able to work with him and do a bunch of different things, more things, is nice. So it gives opportunity for me to get even better.
One thing that I like always noticed and told myself whenever I started with KB was that he needed the energy and I needed direction. And so I gave him my energy and he gave me a direction. Like, he was the prime focus. He always knew where his goals was. I was just living to vibe, just to have fun, which is fine sometimes. But I feel like with KB, not only am I focused, but I'm also able to have fun and the people still be behind both of us.
And I could see this dynamic even on your guys' Instagram videos that you put up. KB, you're just doing whatever you're doing. You're working out. JJP just runs over and he's trying to bring that excitement to whatever you're doing. I like the one where you guys are running across the Was it running across the bridge?
That yo, he runs a whole lot. I swear, I was running like a good 26 blocks. This man did not stop once.
Did you guys think you'd be in this position, being two matches away from becoming LPW Tag Team Champions? Did you think this would happen this fast?
Yes.
Yes.
Going into Crucible, you have a very tough task going up against Dante Griffith and Raheem Royale. What's your guys' strategy?
There's really no strategy in this. It's wrestle hard, hit them hard, and beat them down. These two, if you an LPW fan, you know that they were one of the original tag teams. So we definitely gotta make sure we keep our heads on straight because they pretty much got their whole dynamic down packed. I know they may seem new to people who just started watching, but those guys know each other for a very long time and they know each other well. So we just gotta make sure that we keep each other focused and we should be all right.
Like, if you guys think that KB and I are like this, they are like even tighter for a longer amount of time. So I would not underestimate him. I'm glad KB doesn't underestimate him either, because nobody in this tournament has been a walk in the park, and it doesn't stop now.
There really are so many incredible tag teams in the division. I'm surprised it took this long to even get tag team titles, but I'm glad they're finally here because everybody's been working so hard. When it comes to the finals, let's say you guys defeat Dante and Raheem. Would you rather face Scam Likely or would you rather face Cash Grab?
Ooh, that's.
I don't think it matters. They should be hoping that Dante Griffin and Raheem Royal wins. Because if we win, they have absolutely no chance.
I hate to sound cocky, but is he wrong? All I know is that whoever's in front of me, I gotta get through them to get to what I want. And I know that the person that I'm running with is gonna be running 10 times faster than me, so I know that I'm gonna have to be running 10 times faster as well.
Moving away a little bit from the tag team tournament, where I wish you guys luck. I'm rooting for you. You know, we got that prime section. You know how it is.
Yeah, shout out the prom section.
Yes.
Yo, everybody, y'all better be up in the prom section, man. Show KB prom some love, bro. Like, when I say KB, you say prom. You know how it be, man. Come on.
That's how it is. So, who or what are some of your guys' biggest inspirations in the wrestling world?
You want to start this one, Kentavious?
There's so many good ones, though. We have, well, at least for me, like Kurt Angle, Trish Stratus, Shawn Michaels, Eddie Guerrero. The list goes on for real.
All right, firstly, I'd like to say that he responded to Kentavious, so that's how you know that's his name. All right, and secondly, yo, he looks stupefied. He looks stupefied. He like, dang, I did respond to Kentavious. Oh, that's yep. All right, but back to the questions. Inspiration-wise, as a wrestler, Shawn Michaels, my favorite of all time is Rob Van Dam. I really appreciated his work. Obviously, somebody like Jeff Hardy, somebody like Kurt Angle, who I believe is pound for pound the best wrestler of all time. But yeah, when it comes to this tag team stuff, shout out to the Rock and Roll Express, shout out to the Rockers, shout out to the Motor City Machine Guns, because they have been one of my biggest inspirations when it comes to working and gelling in the ring with Kentavious Bartwell Prime.
Who? Caden Prime, right?
Oh yeah.
Kentavious! Yo, I'm telling you, there's gonna be a moment where like he's gonna be down on the mat. I'm gonna shout out Kentavious, the greatest rise up of all time. And it's not even gonna be because he's like, oh shoot, JJ's calling me. He's gonna be like, did this small just call me Kentavious to all these people? And it'll be funny. It'll be great. I came up with the name Kentavious Bartwell Prime because of a very well-known role player in the NBA. Shout out to Kentavious Caldwell Pope. He is a straight certified hooper, and I feel like KB Prime is a straight certified hooper. And it just fit too well for me not to call him KBP, Kentavious Bartwell Prime. And I like that he's like adopted that to his name now.
I didn't.
You responded to it, so I guess it's true.
That was AI.
You got brand new merch coming. You're going to be dropping it, LPW Crucible, October 17th. Do you guys design your own merch?
Yes, we do.
You like to see the shirts?
Oh, yeah, we got the dual focus merch, baby.
It's blurry. We got to get closer.
Blurry, go get close. Yo, this
Oh.
man, I swear you're old, bro. He can't even get this right.
Design's a blurry design. That's
Well,
what
that's
it
fine.
is.
If you want to see the shirts, come to the show October 17th. You'll see them. No blurry, no nothing.
The people need to see. The people need to see. Oh my gosh. Like, don't cover your face. Don't cover your face. Yup,
It
yup.
is.
There it is. There it is, people.
I can't wait to be repping that shirt.
Everybody and their mother gonna be wearing them.
Yeah, for
And their
real.
nieces and nephews.
Yes.
And grandmothers and grandfathers.
And
Every day.
great aunts and great unks. Shout out to the unks. I'm an
That's right.
unk myself. This man Kentavious is definitely an unk, but you know how I be.
People have been calling me Unc too, and I said, I don't know what that means. So I guess that I think that's no good.
Hey, listen, man, ain't no shame in being an unk. It just means that you're wise.
Oh, is that what it means? Are you sure about that?
Yes. Yeah, it means that you're a wise man. In KB's case, he's a wise elderly man, but he's very wise. He's taught me a lot. Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, this is fantastic. So, you guys have been putting up a countdown to Crucible, which I thought is the coolest thing. It's just different edits every single day doing that countdown. You guys got, are you unlocked doing that until the day of?
Locked in. I just wait and see what greatness is about to happen.
JJP, you have given yourself the nickname the Fearless Wonder. How'd you come up with this?
When I came up with the Fearless Wonder, I wanted to represent something that really encapsulates me. And I found out at an early age that I'm kind of stupid. And not stupid in the sense of like pen to paper stupid. I mean like when it comes to like, hey, yo, let's jump off this bridge, I'll be like doing a front flip. And I thought to myself, hey, why don't I just like call myself something that just like embodies that tenacity. It can't just be solely because I could go off of stuff. And then I also thought of what if it also represents how no matter what comes my way or no matter what I face, I will still go through with that tenacity. And that's how I came up with the Fearless Wonder.
KB, you call yourself the Prime Focus. Why are you the Prime Focus?
Well, mainly because the spotlight is usually always on me, and everyone is usually always focused on me. So it's really that simple.
Kentavious! He's smiling because he know that's him.
Really love him, don't you, KB?
Tolerate him.
That's the prime focus.
That's Prime Focus right there.
And you know what's even better? Like a good 6, 7 months ago, he would have been like, me, like I, but like in the last promo where he said we team two vocus, man, he said we.
When
I remember, yes, you said we, like we team dual focus.
was this?
That's real development right there, man. What is your favorite thing about JJP? Don't do this to
He
me.
listens.
What? You know what? You know what? I do listen.
And he pops up out of nowhere all the time. It's
I
weird. I
do.
wouldn't be surprised if he pops up.
I literally popped up one time and like they were about to start playing Monopoly. And then I was like, hey, let me in on this. They warned me beforehand that like this man is like a capitalist landlord. And I was like, oh man, I don't care. I know how to play Monopoly. I've been scarred since. I'm not lying.
Are you the type of guy to just flip the board when you're not winning, when you see that
No,
it's done?
I'm never not winning.
Exactly. And I hate that he's right. There's like three definite things in life: death, taxes, and KB Prime's gonna whoop you in Monopoly, and it's unfair, but
And Fades and Trouble and Candyland.
I'm rocking them in phase 10. I'm
Phase
rocking them
10
in
is what's
you're
up.
not you're not beating me at
Phase
phase
10
10.
is I'm whooping you in phase 10. Yo, I'm telling you right now,
Set it
we could
up.
play after LPW Crucible. Shoot. Yo, I bet you this. Once we get them tag team championships, we gonna take pictures of us playing phase 10, and I'm gonna be whooping him. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you guys, I would whoop the both of you in phase 10.
Don't get in
You
this
guys,
section, Nick.
there's no shot. I'm just on another
Nah,
level.
Nick.
Set it
Nah,
up.
Nick. Nah,
Let's
Nick.
do it.
Nah.
Set it up.
Hey. Kentavious, don't be disrespectful.
Listen, we gotta let people dream. It's fine. It seems like, he might have bumped his head a little too hard on these wrestling matches, and it's okay. But we're gonna bring it back to wrestling right now. October 17th, LPW Crucible. You will be here. You come to see us do focus live, advancing in the tag team tournament.
Absolutely. And regardless of how this match goes coming up at Crucible, you guys are proving a point that you deserve the spotlight you guys are getting as one of the cornerstones of the tag team division. 100%. And if you don't get that dub now, you're gonna get it soon. It's coming your way, for sure. Where could the viewers find you guys on social media if they want to check out some of your matches, check out what's going on in LPW and whatever else you're going at?
Well, you can check me out anywhere. KB Prime Wrestling on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
I got y'all right now. I don't know my TikTok name by heart, but I do know my Instagram name by heart. It is underscore the underscore JJP, and you'll be able to see anything and everything that we got posted.
KB, when's this next show?
I'll be there. You should be there because I'm going to be there. October 17th.
Everybody, this has been JJP. This has been KB Prime. This has been Dual Focus. Check them out. What day? October 17th, LPW Crucible. Hang around after the show for a nice game of Phase 10, Uno, Monopoly. We're gonna play it all,
Gotta
guys.
rephrase that a little better. Stay around to lose in Monopoly, Phase 10, whatever. Connect Four.
Are we placing bets now?
Don't want to lose your
Hey,
money. Just
you don't 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 you don't
don't
want to
lose
lose
your
your money
money.
game. Hey, yo, you know what the catchphrase is? New lens,
New focus, dual
dual
focus.
focus. Like, come on now.
All right, I've been your host, Nick Pearl. This has been Dual Focus, and we'll catch you on the next one. Let's keep rambling, everybody.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.